Here we are, Brew Chatians, back at it again for another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. And I'm Tanner, your host, back here just for you so you don't have to drink alone. And before we get into things, I want to remind you guys, get down to Riverside Wine and Spirits. Valentine's Day is coming up, so that means you're going to have to get that someone special, something special. And there's a great place right there on Manufacturers Road. You guessed it, the name's Riverside Wine and Spirits. Go down there. They've got all sorts of great gift ideas for that someone special. Go get them something. Make them feel special. Go get something. But also, every Friday, they do a growler promo, 4 to 6. You can get a discount on growlers. You can talk to the people that make the beer, rep the beer, all that stuff, so you really know what you're going to be getting into with those growlers. And I think this Friday, they've got Terrapin down there. So go check it out. Get your growlers filled, 4 to 6. And then Saturday, same time, same place, they've got wine promos going on. And usually around that time, they'll have a they'll have somebody else in there. I've been in there where they've got the growler promo going on. They also have a whiskey promo going on where they have some sort of whiskey they're tasting or, so on and so forth. So get on down there, check it out. Also, Brew Skies is coming up in April, which is a couple months off, but it's not that far, people. Time moves quick. So if you're interested in getting your beer into Brew Skies, shoot us an email or go check them out at brewskies.com or chattanoogabreakfastrotaryclub.com, or you can find them on Facebook or email us, message us, we'll connect you with them, whatever you want to do. If you're a home brewer and you want to get your stuff in this festival, don't sleep on it. Get on it, people. Get on it. Get your beers brewing. Get your registration stuff filled out. Get on it. It's my favorite festival in town. It's a good time. Very good time. And also, tickets should be going on sale soon. They may already be on sale by the time this comes out. I'm not 100% sure. But go check it out. Get your beers in there. Get your tickets. Get all that good stuff going. And then don't forget, this Saturday at 9 o'clock, our guest himself, the Marshman, Donnie Marsh, his show is this Saturday down at the Palace Theater. Chat Talk Tonight. Go check that out. It should be a good time. They're getting, it's about revenge. That's some good old revenge. That's the theme this month for Chat Talk Tonight. So get down there this Saturday at the Palace Theater, 9 o'clock. I think doors open at 8. Usually that's the case. And then, go like us, subscribe to us, find us, especially subscribe. Make sure you get all the latest episodes as they come out, as soon as they're out. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are sold. Make sure you get on it, people. You don't want to be missing out on these episodes. So anyway, like I said, this episode, we've got Donnie Marsh on the show. He's telling us all about Chat Talk Tonight coming up and the theme of revenge. We're also talking about this government shutdown a little bit, how it's affecting some beer stuff. It's hard for people to get labels approved. It's messing with stuff, obviously at the border with trade and whatnot. Some people are having trouble getting cans from Mexico. And then clearly Donald Trump, our president, is indeed the Hamburglar. So we're talking about that stuff. We're talking about beer. We're talking about the 12 tribes a little bit. Well, at least Donnie's getting the 12 tribes guy, Shelton, who was on here, maybe about a year or so ago. He's going to be on Chat Talk Tonight talking about his podcast, The 12. So talk about that a little bit, talk about Donnie's show. And then we talk about this Chili's a little bit, which you may be like, why the fuck are you talking about Chili's? Because Chili's doesn't matter. But I had a gift card, so I decided, hey, it said this gift card can be used on food and beverages. So I went down there and we talked about this in the show, but I actually looked it up since recording the show and doing the intro here. They offer these 2-for-1 beers. So I was like, okay, I'll at least be able to go. I don't really go to Chili's. I hadn't been to Chili's in maybe 10 years. Go down there, get the 2-for-1 beers. They're not really 2-for-1. It's just a bullshit marketing gimmick, which, a lot of you may be listening to me right now thinking like, well, of course it is, Tanner. It's fucking Chili's. But I get my glass. It's a little mug, and I realize it's a little small. Drink my 2 beers. I think it's like $4 for the 2-for-1 beers. So you pay $4 for one tiny beer. Well, they're 8 ounces. So if you're drinking 2, you're just drinking a regular beer. So it equates to just want to clear that up. They're 8-ounce mugs. And screw Chili's. Screw cheap marketing gimmicks like that. I hate little things like that, which you all know that. I'm going to quit rambling. Let's get into the episode. Here's episode 175 with Donnie Marsh.
can't hear. We're done with the intro.
We're done with the intro. Get rid of it.
That video is pretty great that you made to go along with it. I was marveling at it again this time. Oh, let's kick it off. All right.
Yeah, decided to get straight into the beer. We're here with good old Donnie Marsh, the Marsh Man.
Good to be back, fellas.
Yeah, good to have you.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah. This is, you suggested black IPAs. They're a little out of season, a little hard to find right now. So in lieu of that, I just got some IPAs that I haven't quite had and some things that were tickling my fancy a little bit. So this is the Frecklebelly IPA from Back 40 Beer Company. Oh, they put a sticker over the flavor text.
What don't they want us to know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to get the other one.
Those sneaky guys at Frecklebelly.
So you're saying black IPAs are out of season. That's a shame. I like... there aren't a lot of black IPAs. It doesn't seem to be very
common. I'm assuming that's why. They were a little hard to find.
I've just liked every black IPA I've ever had.
Yeah, black IPAs are tasty.
I cannot really tell you the difference between some black IPAs and some porters I've had.
I still can't hear you in my headphones.
You can't?
Yeah, make sure you're... try it again.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah, that'll do.
Are we on?
Yeah, I had the wrong input selected. That was my fault. So the full-bodied IPA is loaded with fresh hops for a powerful blend of citrus, pine, and fruit aromas. The firm malt backbone works well with the bold hop finish that everyone expects from an IPA. Billy up, hopheads! So 7.5%.
Okay.
Amarillo, Apollo, Centennial, Chinook, and Citra hops. Is this the same thing it says on here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, exact same thing.
Crystal Special Roast and 2-row malts, and it's available year-round. How handy.
From Gadsden, Alabama.
Yeah, we can leave him a review on here.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go. We're all ready to go. Yeah, okay. What do we think about this beer?
Well, I can tell why they named it Frecklebelly, because if you've ever licked a freckled belly... Whoever it was, they won't forget it.
No.
I don't recall, but yeah.
Did you forget it when it happened to you?
Apparently, if it did happen. Yeah.
It's very malty on the nose.
I don't believe I've had my belly licked by a human.
No. I don't know if I don't know if that would be.
Go on, Tanner.
Go on. I was about to be like, well, that's too bad, but then it depends on the context.
It does.
Yeah.
There are certainly times at which it would be unwanted. Like during a, Supreme Court hearing.
She licked my belly and I didn't want it.
Yeah, that's quite good, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's just a good standard IPA.
Yeah. But it does have a lot going on with all the different hops and stuff, too. So you do get a bunch of similar but still different flavors with the different, with the Chinook.
It's malty to me. It's maltier than I would want an IPA.
It smells maltier than it tastes.
That is true, yeah.
I definitely prefer the taste to the smell. It looks like an IPA over color. It's got some nice head retention.
I still can't get over the name. Frecklebelly. Brings back memories.
Of a freckled belly?
Well, so I used to look things up on the Google when it was first. I would look up fetishes that were really bizarre to see if they existed.
Yeah, and that hole never ends.
So you'd think, I just thought it would be funny to find out, like, does anybody have a fetish for the weenus? You know, the skin at the end of the elbow. Is somebody, like, really into that? And when I they first had search engines, I looked up like freckle fetish and nothing existed at the time, or armpit fetish and nothing existed at the time. And then like a couple years later, I was trying to show my friends. I was like, look, you can just use Google for anything. I was like, I hit armpit fetish and boom, like a bunch of things popped up and I was like, oh, they've caught up. And then
the internet understands.
And then on Facebook, like in 07 or something like that, I said, you should check that out on frecklefetish.com. And I wrote frecklefetish.com. Whoa, okay.
A wool fetish.
All right. Okay. That's helpful.
Oh, my God.
Good old wool. I like the red one there.
Over in the top
is,
right.
Is Pinterest like picking up the slack left over by Tumblr or something? What's happening?
Could be. No, that no, the red one kind of in the middle there.
Oh, yeah. This right here.
Yeah, that one right there.
Right up to her past her eyes. That.
I like that one. Oh, my God.
Extra tall turtleneck.
They sell that? Done. Done.
Oh, my God.
Huh. Done. What do you mean you don't want to talk? I guess we're done. All right. Well, anyway, I told my friend, I was like, oh, you should go to, if you like that so much, you should go to frecklefetish.com. But it, when I wrote that, it showed up as a like a link to a site I didn't know existed. And so my friend's dad, who is a pastor, clicked on it and was furious that I had put that on his teenage son's wall. So he messaged me. He was like, hey, so my dad's really mad at you for putting porn on my Facebook wall. And I was like, what? I had not. I guess I did that. But it was just a link. Here. He clicked it.
That's fair.
What's this guy saying about this beer?
Oh. We could hear a little bit about that.
I don't want to listen to it for 5 minutes, but
yeah.
I may not have the right sound input selected on the pewter there.
It's cool. You can imagine he's saying anything. Anything you want.
Back 40 Beer Company, where we like to make beer.
He looks so relieved right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Anyway.
Yeah, this is all right. It is. It's nice, like...
It's just a nice, easy pale ale. It's a little maltier, or IPA, which is still pale ale, but it's a little maltier than I would like an IPA, but it doesn't have a huge... I mean, for as many hops that are in there, it's not super...
Yeah, it's all right.
Punch your face.
And it was, what, 7.5%?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't be mad at me. Can't be mad at that.
What's that, Randy? The real tech. No, I shouldn't have. It's the psychosphere.
Psychosphere.
The psychosphere, son. Anyway, no, this, I was reading today, this government shutdown is starting to affect beer a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, it's, you can't get new labels and shit approved.
Because and suddenly Tanner paid attention.
Yeah.
Hey, it does what?
It's the longest in history.
Hold on now.
No. Yeah. But yeah, you can't get, because you have to get that shit approved on a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get new beer labels and new beer names. So like that. And then because of some, because there's not as many like people working the borders and whatnot, because mm-hmm. they're government employees. They're having some issues, actually kind of close to home. Was it Yellowhammer in Huntsville?
Oh, yeah.
They're about to run out of cans. They're like, once we run, like, there's some, like, that's significantly going to affect their business. You just won't be able to get their cans.
Because yeah,
their cans
crazy.
Come from Mexico.
Come from Mexico.
Yeah. Filled with just nasty, nasty people.
I didn't know you had to get that approved on a federal level, everything.
I didn't either. I just learned that. Yeah, like you
Bud
said,
Light's
I
the only beer that
attention.
Tastes like big government, but I didn't know they were. All, it was in all of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Which I guess it gets narrowed down to the state level, but
probably
yeah,
because I know there's specific state regulations and stuff like that. That's why we couldn't have the high grabs till recently. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess if you have to go like through the FDA or something like that.
They have to taste it and say it's not poison.
Yeah.
Or is it maybe the ATF, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people?
Oh, yeah,
I don't know who you have to go through for that.
NRA.
But it also, I just thought this was fucking hilarious. This happened like yesterday. But with the shutdown, there's no chefs at the White House.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And Trump invited Clemson, like the champions of of some sports ball league, invited them to the White House and... just serving a giant platter of fast food, like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, you name it. It was all there. But what got me was the picture of Trump in front of it, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you know?
Dad cooked.
Yeah. I wish we had audio on this.
Well, we've got all the best food and all the best burgers. All here for the premium athletes.
Oh, my God.
Premium food for the premium athletes.
Plastic containers.
Yeah, they didn't even take them out of the box. Like, they're just sitting in boxes on platters.
We have the greatest food for the greatest athletes in the world.
I hate how wide his tie is. Like, it bothers me.
Yeah, it's a little wide.
He
yeah.
looks like someone's like, grandma.
It makes you look
grandpa.
Slimmer, sir.
Did you all see the clip on... I don't even watch Family Guy, but somebody had just posted... look at this.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Domino's.
Can you imagine how stale those
got
fries
salads,
are?
Though.
Oh, my God. There's probably ham on those salads. Or chicken.
Just well, I thought you all would juice. Like it if I just forewent the lettuce and it's just all ham.
You know, 2 years ago, like Obama was in the White House and he would cook personally, but it wouldn't be done in time. And he'd run out in his apron and be like, I'm almost done, guys. I'm almost done. Eat some finger foods. Not me. I got it done.
What is up with this? Who's filming this? Is this like news footage? Why is the camera? It's CNN footage. Why is their camera so
I think
nasty?
There's ham juice on the lens.
Yeah, just burger grease.
God, the inside of the White House is probably covered with ham juice by now.
There's like just greasy fingerprints down the hallways, like a God, child yeah. lives there.
That is terrible.
Oh my that is insane. God. This is the world we live in. Like, and he thinks this was like a big deal, which they're just college athletes. They're not like premium Olympiads.
Yeah, but still.
And whatnot. So they're probably not watching their diet that much. But still, it's just like, come on.
The thing that I've learned from this is that Washington, D.C. does not have a Chick-fil-A because that would have been the way to
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If he did this on Sunday,
they wouldn't have been open. That's true.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it happened yesterday or Sunday.
Been stymied.
But.
Like me when I tried to get rice box yesterday.
Mm. There's a mistake. There's a comedian named John Crist who is such a big deal in the, like, I don't know what to call it, whether it's the Christian community or just the Chick-fil-A obsessed community. He talks about Chick-fil-A a lot, and he was able on his tour to get Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Damn.
Because they're really huge fans of his.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an ultimate power move.
Yeah, that really is.
I've heard rumors through the grapevine that like the old fart that was super religious that started Chick-fil-A, he died.
Yeah.
And that his kids or whoever runs it now is going to be like, nah, we could sell a ton of chicken on Sunday. Hmm. And so that they were going to start opening on Sunday. Could be a rumor.
Hmm.
But
I don't know. I don't think they should do it.
Keep the market hot.
Yeah. You know, it's because there are so few fast food companies that have this little idiosyncratic thing about them. It's actually a pretty big part of their brand. I don't know. They have the like the best like fast food workers. Like, I mean, yeah. everyone who works there seems like really enthusiastic and really friendly. Like Publix is a close second for like customer service, but they don't have the enthusiasm. Chick-fil-A is like, I'm so glad you stopped in today to eat my chicken.
Well, I think they treat their people real well.
They do.
I think, yeah.
We got another beer being poured over here.
Except at the end of the year, one has to be selected for the reaping. So right.
It goes into the chicken.
Yeah. That happens on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It goes into the main like boil for the batter.
Ricky went in last year.
Oh, my God. That's what they're doing on Sundays. They have a reaping every week.
Oof.
Oh, this smells a little tutti frutti.
It looks cloudy. Looks like pineapple juice.
It does. Yeah, I'm gonna grab some for...
It's just not coming through here?
Yeah, we did tests earlier.
Huh. Who knows? Good old technology.
Grab some for old Randy here.
Randy's a way bigger part of this show than I knew he would be. This is a new development.
Is there any left in that can over there?
Yeah, so this is from Tailgate Brew. It's the Moose Lodge Hazy IPA. Keep cool, drink fresh, keep cool, drink fresh, keep cool, drink fresh.
Oh, my. It smells hazy.
Mosaic, El Dorado, and Vic Secret. 6.4% ABV. Tailgatebeer.com.
Yeah, it smells like juice.
I've spoken of this before, but this is another one of those beers that kind of reminds me of a lady's armpit a little bit.
Mm.
Got that little bit of that armpit funk?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just in the, you know.
Yep. I see what you're saying. Lady armpit funk. A little bit of that, like, sting.
I can't.
Yeah, like when you hug a tall woman who's been working out.
An Amazon.
Yeah.
It's got some funk to it. It
smells like Amazon hugs.
Yeah.
Sweaty but fierce.
Let's see here. Home is where you make it. That doesn't taste at all what it smells like. Wow.
Home, where you make it.
Let's see. I'm going to get some flavor text music going here.
Guy likes to see homos naked.
Home is where you make it. Flaked and malted oats round out this partly hopped hazy IPA. The trio of Mosaic, El Dorado, and Australian Vic secret hops blend to a tropical explosion with notes of pear, strawberry. Now there's no strawberry there. Pear, cherry, blueberry, and melon.
I think it's potently hopped.
I don't think that's the music that they would have chosen.
No, but it's the music I chose, and they're welcome.
And they're welcome. They're welcome to it.
What was that great band we were just listening to?
I don't know. It's just some free
Moose Lodge. Just,
yeah.
Gotcha.
it's the Moose Lodge band.
Their name is Moose Lodge.
Journey was on earlier, but we can't afford that, I guess.
No, can't afford Journey, sadly.
We could play like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think we could probably get away with it.
We should pull up
bit.
Some of that the Separate Ways video.
Oh, it's so good.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm actually curious on this. Separate Ways, Worlds Apart by Journey.
Yeah. Dear listeners, if you've never watched this music video.
This actually won't even play any of the music through it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it won't play us the music. That's lame.
You don't need it.
We just need to watch the video.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it'll be on the screen and people can see. We can just
look. You'll see right what's here. Going on.
This guy.
Trying too hard.
Yeah. Apple Watch, great.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, Journey's one of the biggest bands in the world.
God. Oh, I like how they just faded in like some Harry Potter characters. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, there's their instruments.
Yeah.
And there's the woman they paid to walk around for the day.
Hey, lady.
And they're like, nah, we're not so much interested in her. We want to sing to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He looks like Luke Wilson.
Oh, he is feeling it, though.
Oh, yeah. He's throwing himself into this.
Look at him playing their air instruments.
You know this was not a unanimous decision. You know there were at least a couple guys in the band who were like, we're not going to look stupid, are we? And Steve Perry's like, no.
I love it. Look cool. Great. Like, all the generic, like, early days band music videos kind of all have the same themes to them, sort of. It's like, let's just play music in a random place.
Yeah.
Like a warehouse or old high school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is something a college band should be doing. This is not. They're selling out arenas, and they're like, you know what? Let's save the money.
You know what? Let's just go down to the docks and shoot a music video tomorrow.
You know, my buddy Ted has a camera. He can come. He'll do it for free.
He's looking for the exposure.
Yeah. Well, we spent all of the duct tape budget.
No, see, there was their van. They just brought their tour van. They already had the instruments. Well, Steve, go get your guitar out of the car.
Oh, he's going to pound the wall. Show us how fierce you are.
Here, yeah.
Ooh, she just walked by. How dare she block your shot?
I made you love.
Kind of reminds me of Bowfinger, where they try to like film the movie without the guy realizing he's in it.
Mm.
You know? So I'm just like,
I've not thought of that movie like, in a long
does
time.
Does she know she's in this music video?
She might not.
Like, yeah,
that's a very good point. But why would she just be hanging out in this like pallet factory down by the docks?
She's a drug kingpin.
Yeah. There's no reason for them to be filming.
Oh my God. That shot.
Okay, she knows. Right, she knows.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm stealing that shot for something. That's such a good shot.
Oh, man. He just pops on in front, starts singing his song. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The director of this video never worked again.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I like, yeah.
Ooh. It's a mullet barbershop quartet.
Oh my God. It's not the same without the music, but it's still pretty
good.
Yeah,
yeah, like, if you know
the song is good.
Oh, and he's made a drum set out of like some acid drums. This is what year did this come out?
I think 83.
Okay.
Around the same time.
So music videos are just starting to become a thing.
Yeah. And so, like, Toto is a great example of this. Like, they're hideous men who are fantastic musicians. Mm-hmm. But no one had ever told them that they were unattractive. So they were like, yeah, we'll star in our own music videos. And you see these, like, paunchy, accountant-looking dudes playing with more swag than mm-hmm. you would think was possible.
Oh, my God.
Hold the Line is a great
video. No, Toto... people don't realize this because they think of like, oh, Africa or Hold the Line.
Yeah, here it
but
is.
But Toto has been like all those guys, yeah. they produced or they mm-hmm. play, they've been session musicians on like Michael mm-hmm. Jackson's Thriller album, you know, just all kinds of yeah. crazy stuff.
Okay, watch carefully here. Look at that guy. Look at that guy right there. Come on. That opening shot. Am I blowing your mind?
This is the official music video, right?
Yes. This looks like karaoke.
This reminds me of one of those.
All right, Steve, get off
like
the stage.
Like the clips yeah. they would plug in on those old compilation albums they would sell late night. It's like, for only two payments of $19.95, you can get Toto's entire collection. It would show clips like this, just yeah. like real bad, just
look at this
poorly lit.
Look at this man eater up here, that face.
Oh.
Oh, I don't.
Looking like Willem Dafoe up there.
I've never seen that one. But yeah, sorry, that opening shot is the highlight of this whole thing. But Rosanna was their stab at the attractive blonde, and that's the whole budget
yeah. mm-hmm.
thing.
Rosanna.
What's great is that it turns into this West Side Story thing, and at the end she leaves and all the men are just dancing with each other.
He looks like the Muppet saxophone player from Dr. Teeth and yeah. the Electric Boogaloo.
That is a thing. I never realized that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like sunglasses
yeah, the sax
on. Yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel oh, bad. He's eyeing us. Look at him go.
I don't shoulders like that moving. Side eye. That side eye makes me uncomfortable.
I feel bad for kids who took sax lessons in the 80s and they were like, this instrument will be popular forever, right? They're like, oh yeah, no, it's not a bad investment at all.
I took sax lessons for like a brief, like maybe a couple months, mm-hmm. and that was that.
What did you learn to play? What's the saxophone version of Smells Like Teen Spirit or Smoke on the Water?
Oh, I was in like fifth or sixth grade. I didn't even get into it that far.
You couldn't lift
but I remember I could play Ode to Joy.
There you
okay,
go.
There,
yeah. That was like a very early, early saxophone bit. Anyway. Anyway,
this beer is pretty good, though. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I like this one. I like how it tastes way better than it smells.
Yes, that it does.
It smells sour, but it doesn't taste sour.
No, I think I like the first one more, though.
Yeah, I'm excited about this third one we've got.
Me too.
Yeah,
I saw
it's
that
a big
in
old bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna mm-hmm. dip off to the Cowboys room real quick, though.
Yeah, you should grab that bottle on
the
your
Cowboys
way.
Room.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Cowboys here.
Oh well.
Yeah. But they're all little cowboys.
Not weird.
Yeah, not weird at all. Just a whole bunch of little cowboys in a room. Tanner keeps them there. They're pretty quiet.
So I just bought a new suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Came from from Giorgio Men's Warehouse.
I was going to say it came from the thrift store. No, that's
no,
way
no.
better.
It's better. It's $180 for a suit, shirt, and tie.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's very, very good. You just have to, so the guy who was selling my suit was very young. And mm-hmm. I actually used to work at Men's Warehouse when I was 20 and I had atrocious taste and just was like, oh yeah.
That's believable.
But yeah, I was just yeah. like, oh, but wouldn't this color be cool? And the guy would be like, no, give me a charcoal gray suit, a white shirt and an inoffensive tie. This is a job interview, not prom.
Right.
You know, so, So the guy who was selling me the suit today was pretty young. I prefer there was an older guy who used to work there. I don't know if he still does, but this young guy, he was really good with the suit and fitting me and everything like that. But then the tie choices he offered me, I had to just be like, no, these are all bad.
Get you that long, wide red tie.
Giorgio Men's Warehouse.
Oh, Giorgio's.
Yeah. But yeah, he was just like going for like pretty loud colors. Mm. And
bold.
And I was like, well, you know, I guess this one would work with spring coming up a little bit, but you know, I try to be more conservative with my clothes and let my comedy do the talking.
There you go.
I was actually kind of surprised to find you're not in a suit tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of forgot we were doing this.
I need to find more opportunities to wear my suit. I'm going to start wearing it just all the time.
Yeah. Wearing a suit's fun.
It is.
It makes you feel like you got a purpose.
You get, but then you have to answer like, oh, what's the occasion?
But if you're wearing it all the time, you're like, I'm wearing a suit. It's what I do. Wearing a suit.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, but I do window cleaning and pressure washing for my real job. That's and if true, I were too. Wearing a suit during that, it would scream like bad preparation. Like you didn't plan something yeah, about true. This.
Oh, now I got to go pressure wash. Yeah, just like, oh, on.
Damn it.
Or it's just your gimmick. This guy gets out here, middle of July heat. Pressure washing in a suit.
Call now at Fancy Boy Pressure Washing.
Yeah.
There's your gimmick.
Yeah.
It's your thing.
That's what people want when they get their pressure washing done, a gimmick. I'm not so much worried about whether or not you damaged the deck. I really want to know what your gimmick is.
You know, I would like the paint removed, and these just seem good, but what's their thing?
Yeah.
You know, what's their thing? Let's see here. This is... I was very excited about this. This is Grim.
Nice one, Randy.
Grim Pop, Galaxy Pop, Dessert Berliner Weiss Style Ale, brewed with Galaxy Hops, Vanilla, and Milk Sugar. 4.8% ABV.
I like this.
And no flavor text.
Don't need it.
It's all nice and bubbly.
Yeah, this is, is it a sour? Could you call it a sour? I want to call it a sour. It's a little sour.
I get some tartness.
Oh, yeah, it's a Berliner Weiss Style Sour. Yeah. A lemon meringue pie in a glass.
That's
as with all of our pop beers, it is brewed with vanilla and milk sugar. Australian Galaxy hops lend notes of refreshing lime and passion fruit.
I definitely get lime, passion fruit, and vanilla just from smelling it.
Is this the last one we're doing?
Yeah, unless you want to talk about your coffee beer over there.
Got to get up to get down. Yeah, I didn't have any coffee today, so I'm a little sleepy. But it's not as bad as usually when I come here. Most of the time I come here, I've worked a 12-hour day, and I'm just completely exhausted. And I'm like, oh, right. Oh.
Yeah.
I
do like that one quite a bit. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be my take of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite.
I went to Chili's. It was last week. Not been to Chili's in maybe 10 years. But I had a gift card, and I was like, I know I'm not going to eat anything down there, so I'm just going to go and drink.
You do that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you can use gift card. It said food and / beverages.
Okay.
And I was going to make a scene if they argued with me on it.
Fair.
So went down
12
there.
12 Cokes.
Was pleased to find that she was like, oh, it's happy hour. 2-for-1 beers.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit because
it's always happy hour.
Yeah, and they're 8-ounce beers.
Yeah.
So you're still buying a pint.
Yeah.
So did they're you just make a scene?
Putting in... No, because I didn't do the math. Well, because they were still free beers as far as I was concerned.
Can I see your manager?
But, after I went back and did the math, it's pretty much the same price. So, like, that doesn't really matter. But it's like, why do that? Like, why do that little market? Like,
because that's how they get.
Oh, you get two beers, but it's
it's a deal.
But it's not a deal.
But it is.
It's an illusion, Michael.
Yeah,
it's an illusion.
It is an illusion. It's an illusion.
They got rid of their chicken nachos. I haven't been as big of a fan since.
I didn't even know they had chicken nachos. I seriously had not been to a Chili's.
Yeah.
In a decade, because last time I went, they undercooked my chicken. And then the time before that, they tried to get me arrested. Not really arrested, but there was a whole thing. I've explained it on here before. I don't feel like explaining it again.
Classic Chili's.
I prefer what I'm imagining to the truth.
Well, they just they thought we were going to walk out on a check because they gave us such poor service and our food was like cold and like real bad.
You sure you're not confusing this with a flying squirrel?
No, even though this sounds about like something flying squirrel would do.
It sounds like a flying squirrel tail.
Yeah, it sounds like a flying squirrel move. But no, our food came out at all different times. It was cold. One of the people I was with sent it back, and it came out still cold. And then they thought it was on a Friday night where all the cops parked down there in front of Taco Mac and everything. And the manager, I used to talk to the manager, and she was super rude. And she was like, well, I'm sorry, sir. We're out of staff tonight. And I guess she thought that we were going to try to skip out on the check or something because we were sitting at that table closest to the door in the bar area. And she went out there and got one of those cops, and he came in, stood like maybe 7 feet from our table, just posted up and started staring at us. And I was like, and maybe that's not what happened, but it felt like she got that officer in there to like,
yeah.
Otherwise, why was he like that close to our table being like,
you shall not pass.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking
so just devil's advocate
fuck
here.
Chili's.
Just representing the service industry.
Yeah.
How many estimate? How many restaurants have you almost been arrested in?
Oh, like 57.
Okay, yeah, that's high. That's there. High. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Over 50 is usually considered high. So
that's but in all seriousness, no, just that one.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs>
You could maybe consider Flying Squirrel, but that was also none
not
of my
your fault. Yeah.
Flying Squirrel is a restaurant?
Yeah, I guess you could call him that.
I thought it was
a... I mean, it's a stretch to call him anything but a trash heap and a... like... They do have good food, though.
I thought it was a modeling
They got my boy Ben over there cooking food. It's actually really good food.
The food is outstanding.
Yeah, the food is really, really good. I just don't like how I'm treated by the bar staff there whenever I go. They're just like super snooty to me. It's the only bar in my life I've been kicked out of. And I still don't really know why I was kicked out. They told me I was in there earlier that day causing a ruckus. And I hadn't been. So
they didn't have your picture up or anything.
No. The only thing I can think is there's somebody in this town that looks like me.
There are a few.
That was causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I can think of.
Travis. Lindsay.
Travis.
Alicia. Yeah. There's a few. There's a few who kind of look like you.
Yeah. You need to give me a dossier.
Okay.
On all of these people. So
I'll compile this dossier pronto.
I'll start eliminating them.
Who is this Alicia that looks like Tanner?
Just.
I'm trying to picture a girl Tanner.
I think we all are.
That's fair. Yeah.
She's a really good Taekwondo instructor. So.
I'm just a really good Taekwondo instructor.
Like, just happens to have a beard. Nothing weird about it.
Okay. That's fine.
Wears trucker hats and glasses.
That's fine.
And then very efficiently kicks your ass. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way I like it.
Everybody's got to have a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like this Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, it's my pick for the night, for sure.
It is. It's cloudy. I mean, it's the lightest colored of all of them, kind of like the inside of a lemon or a lime, I guess, because that's kind of its thing.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was a little sweeter, but other than that, what it's offering me, I'm like, it's teasing me a little bit with sweetness, and I almost want a little more.
It's got the sour in there, too.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not liking the sour. Maybe I just want the sweet.
I don't get how it's lemon meringue pie.
I don't get that at all.
Made with lime.
I think they're
right.
I think it's sort of like that 2-for-1 Chili's deal. They're lying to you they're trying to sweeten the pot.
Just like Chili's. Well, the beer is good though.
It is really good. Yeah, it's just not quite what they say it tastes like.
It's only what, like 4.5% or
4.8. Yeah.
4.8. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, Chili's is an interesting spot to people watch on a Monday night. Mm. Like who goes to a Chili's on a Monday night, you know?
Somebody's had a case of the Mondays and wants to treat themselves.
Mm-hmm. 2-for-1 normal price beers.
Yeah, baby, I'll let you get the queso tonight. Maybe even a Coke.
Maybe even free refills on that one.
Yeah, you go ahead and get that Presidente Margarita. I took the cans to recycling this weekend.
Hey, those are 2-for-1 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. 2-for-1.
Dang. That's good stuff. So,
yeah. It is.
But still, after I read that, though, I'm like, man. The next time we do a giveaway, I'm going to give them my remainder of that Chili's gift card because it's like an annoyingly low amount.
It's like 80 cents.
It's like 137.
Yeah, something like that. It's like $2 or something. Like you couldn't get anything with it. It wouldn't even be a sufficient tip. So I'm gonna give it to somebody.
Make it someone else's problem.
Yeah.
I'll get a slice of bacon.
No, where did I go? I went somewhere. No, I was in a Subway one day. This was years ago. And this old lady came in and got a sandwich, but then she wanted just 2 sides of bacon uncooked. Hmm. Like just He's like, no, if you just wrap it up in a paper towel and put it in the back, it's fine.
For the dog?
No, it's for the reaping. She thought she could fool him. Reaping.
Sunday's coming.
Yeah.
She's heading to Chick-fil-A.
That's not human
flesh.
She's
wanting some like cheap prosciutto. Like,
yeah, right.
What are you doing with raw bacon?
And it's like, yeah, just go.
That you can't go to the store and get it.
Exactly. Yeah, just go there and get it. It's cheaper, I assume. Maybe she didn't want that much bacon. I don't buy bacon. I don't know how that works or how much it costs.
Hmm.
Is it cheaper to get a few strips of bacon from Subway than to go out to, I don't know, Food City and grab a package of bacon? Yeah.
Well, this was in a Food City, like, strip mall area.
Oh, this one that's, like, right over here.
Yeah, it's like you can walk right over there, lady, and get a whole fucking box of bacon.
Yeah.
Like, more bacon than you could possibly eat today.
I'd like to go, just as an experiment, house to house. And try to haggle with people for like a handful of dish soap. Just like fill my hand with whatever kitchen dish soap you have. What do you want for it? I'll give it $1.50. $1.50 for a handful of soap. $1.50? And just, you know,
try to buy my soap.
You would need crack. In order to start doing this, you need crack.
Okay, so that's,
yeah.
Again, crack is... Or lack thereof is an obstacle to
that,
my success.
Yeah, that's your problem right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't have crack and you're not on it.
You're an amazing crack salesman. I've always said this.
Yeah. There was a house I lived in.
Got me hooked.
When I first moved back here that was like right down here off North Market. It was before it really got, I guess, gentrified, taken over, whatever you want to call the term. But it was a little rougher area at the time. And there was this guy that would come around. I don't know. During the day, he was fine. He was super nice. He would mow my yard, and I would pay him to mow my yard and whatnot. Super nice, regular guy. Night fell. He got into the crack.
Okay.
He would come by with a duffel bag just full of weird random. And it wasn't even shit you would think. Like, if somebody broke into here, I'm like, oh, they're going to take the TV. They're going to take some of the gear.
So he stole all the wrong stuff.
I wouldn't think that they're going to take, like... I don't know, like the light bulbs or like koozies or like a soap dish in
National
the bathroom
Geographic
or something.
Magazine.
But he had just random shit in this bag that he had obviously stolen, but it wasn't anything of value. And he was trying to hawk it to us. We're just out on my front porch having a beer. It's probably 11:30 at night. He comes by and he's like, hey guys, I got a bunch of good stuff here in this bag. Like, you know, I got good deals. And it's stuff. It's like a rubber ducky, a soap dish, a plate, like just random stuff that doesn't really have any value to anybody
plate.
Unless they had it. Like the person at home now is probably really missing their lopsided set of plates now because they're missing a plate or their soap dish. But I'm not going to buy a soap dish from a crackhead on my front porch. Like
soap not included.
Well,
soap wasn't included.
Mm-hmm. Just probably
other than the residue
stuck to the dish. Yeah, there was some stuck to the dish.
You could scrape it.
Yeah.
Or just like use it as a soap until the soap falls off.
Yeah.
Use it as a soap until the soap falls off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Words of wisdom.
Anything that soap is stuck to is technically a bar of soap. Grandpa Ellis taught me that. Mm. I didn't have a Grandpa Ellis.
Someone's.
Oh, Paul
someone's
Ellis.
Grandpa Ellis.
Back in the day, our shoes were made of grapefruit rinds, but we did not complain. Hey, we were grateful.
Shut the fuck up, Ellis. I don't know. I had this whole thing running just then of like, old folks home. You're leaning outside of your room.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
I've cleaned windows at a assisted living facility before where I'm pretty sure they were trying to infuriate and possibly murder the elderly because they played this really new agey music through all the hallways. I'm just like, I bet old people hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah, they probably like put on the Andrews Sisters or like some music from the 40s or something like Bing Crosby. Yeah. And they'd be like, all right, you know, but they were like, and there's guys like you see him shuffling down with the walker, like, I'm gonna kill myself. This is the day. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
They go to that wall that's always in Walmart or Target next to the incense and candles that's got like you can push the album cover and hear the music.
Give me the whole goddamn wall.
Hey, buddy, it's got Yanni on there usually. He's usually thrown in the mix somewhere.
That guy.
Dude, I wonder how you got in the business of being Yanni. Like, how you start out as a musician, like a dedicated, like working hard musician, and then you end up to where you're Yanni, which is kind of good for him, I guess, because he's not on charts.
No.
Nobody gives a fuck. Record industry does not give a fuck about Yanni, but he's selling. He's selling shit because he's got that new agey flute shit or whatever he's doing on that in that candle aisle.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
How do you... Kenny G has almost achieved that, but Yanni did it in less time than Kenny G.
There is actually, there used to be like a new age slash spiritual like music chart, and he just crushed it on there. I mean, he was just like number 1, 3, 5, 6. Like
everybody else just gave up with the new age.
Well, it was him and like John Tesh is like the Coke and Pepsi of new age music.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well, we don't have any Yanni. Wait, John Tesh, take John Tesh?
Like Lessons of Your Life, John Tesh? That's on...
Lessons. I don't know. There's only one John Tesh, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's a John Tesh show, on...
Radio personality John Tesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
He did
him?
New
Age
music?
Yeah, he did
music?
New Age music. Yeah. Whoa. I don't think okay.
He was also an anchor for Entertainment Tonight for several years.
Okay, that I think I knew. I didn't know he did the New Age.
Because I fucking hate John Tesh's voice. Like, it just... It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. And when I can tolerate him if he's just DJing.
Yeah.
But when he comes on, it's got that little ditty and it's like, John Tesh, Lessons for Your Life. I'm like, fuck you. And like, I just mash buttons.
Well, I have great news because John Tesh made music that makes his voice sound tolerable.
Do you know a hit song?
No. Like, no. He would just be on PBS sometimes. It would be like John Tesh and his weirdo orchestra.
Let's see here. I just typed John Tesh music. John Tesh, live at Red Rocks.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That's
the money album right there.
What if it was just covering U2 live at Red Rocks?
I'm John Tesh.
Here's a pan flute doing In the Name of Love.
All his songs start off with an announcement.
I think this may be like a PBS.
He wrote this? Okay.
I'm just going to fast forward here. That's some new agey shit.
Okay, maybe not new agey per se, just...
It's not good.
No, it's not.
Who would go to Red Rocks to see this?
Like, I don't know. I see a massive orchestra and no one in the audience. Oh, wait, there's some... Wait, is that some... Is that
no, you hear people all day, like...
This lady's got a baby.
She's holding a baby.
No, you hear, I have friends that's like, dude, we're going to Red Rocks. Like, we're following Fish all the way across the country, seeing him on tour, finishing at Red Rocks. Oh, yeah, we're going to go see U2 or Phil Collins at Red Rocks. Like, big fucking shows.
I'm seeing John fucking Tesh.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to go see John motherfucking Tesh. You want a lesson for your life? Go to Red Rocks and see John motherfucking Tesh. It's just like soundtrack music.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for not a good movie. Sounds like for a really bad animation studio.
In the land, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra.
It did start with an announcement.
See, this is why I'm... The popularity of any orchestral music... Oh, he's dancing.
Oh, he's got some moves.
If you just put together an orchestra that's big enough and get all their family members to come out and watch them, that takes care of your audience. No
promises. My God. So that's the radio guy.
Yeah.
That is the radio guy.
That's him.
I did not know that. Huh. I like him even less now that I've got a face to put with that annoying voice. John Tesh.
And his big billowy suit.
And his big billowy hair.
I bet it's double breasted.
His hair?
That's a double breasted jacket. Where's hair? He's got two buttons on the top that attach it to his scalp.
It's going to be really huge when he heaves the celebrity death that week. Like, guys, we lost. We lost John Tesh.
You'll see me running downtown just like,
Do you hear? Did you hear? We lost John Tesh.
Yanni's in a hospital bed going, I outlasted him.
We'll use them all. We'll lose them all in a tragic plane crash, probably like that.
Can you imagine, though, if you had a night where you hung out with those two, though, just so you could say, like, dude, I did LSD with Yanni and John Tesh last night. Yanni.
I'm pretty sure you could be completely sober and it would still feel like dude, you were on acid.
Yanni cracks me up. Like, this guy. Oh, my God. He's got a channel. See, Yanni, when dreams come true.
Sounds good. Good stuff. We need to check you out some Ravi Shankar.
Oh, yeah.
But is he on Yanni's level?
Yeah, Yanni also holds the record for world's hairiest taint. So a lot of people don't know that about him.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, it's a great accomplishment.
Next, I'm getting Guinness for that.
Oh, look at this guy. He looks like he'd have a hairy taint.
Music.
Oh, yeah. The first probably one looks like his mustache.
Once again, Mr. Pedro Eustache. Playing a...
It looks like...
Dude, what? That's the longest commercial music we've played. What if John Tesh sues us? That would be funny as fuck. It'll
also be joined by Samville and Armin.
And Yanni. Tag team. Yanni. Tag team lawsuit.
It's one of my favorites. I wrote it when I was a kid. It's called Nostalgia.
It's called Nostalgia.
It is called Nostalgia.
I wrote this song when I was a kid. You can see why I had no friends.
My name is Yanni. This is the first song I ever wrote when I was 6 years old.
I'm 10. I feel nostalgic.
Ooh. Okay.
Say what you will, but we all shut the fuck up. That flute came in. Yeah, we all shut the fuck up.
The audience knows what's
coming.
I like
this guy. This guy came like straight out of some exotic place. I don't even know where. Yeah.
Feel the nostalgia.
Oh, he's feeling it. Look at
him.
What is this? Tunak, Tunak, Tunak.
This is a great video.
Tunak,
so what does Yanni do? He's not done anything, but he's like...
He will
feel it.
He's on the keyboard right now.
Okay, on the keyboard. Oh, he's waiting for it. Yeah, he bit his lip. That's how he was like... That's how ready for it he was. He was sitting there. He's not coming yet. And just bites that lip.
I think this song is about when he grew his mustache at the age of 10, and he was like, I feel nostalgic for
that
my smooth, childish face.
That mustache grew him. Are you kidding? The mustache came out of the womb first.
We have a conflicting video, but that thing up there was... Okay. These guys are finger dancing, and they're so good at it. We're watching Tunak Tunak Tun now. Yeah. Look at him. Look at him go. It's all the same guy, but
turning.
This is actually.
I don't even know what this is.
This is a legitimately catchy song. It's got over 100 million views. Tanner, what have you done?
Just lived under my rock, evidently.
I got it right on time there too.
Yeah,
you could probably pull that up on Spotify, Tanner.
This song is about him learning to asexually reproduce and clone himself. And he couldn't be more excited.
He's super excited.
Look, I get so much done now.
What happens when the clones revolt? Or when they decide
they're all friends.
One.
They're having a great time.
They are having a great time. Oh, look at those guys.
Yeah.
You've never heard this song, Tanner. Oh, my God. Just watching this video without the music is pretty ridiculous, especially if you haven't seen it before heard this song.
What is a giant fan? I never noticed that before.
It's the same
thing. What's this gear dungeon?
Just changing.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is the fan room and the gear dungeon in this castle.
We'll play the song for you later, Tanner.
Yeah, it's a fun song.
If you can't find it on Spotify.
I genuinely like it.
Tunak Tunak Tun.
Tunak Tunak Tun.
Yeah.
It's basically
that's how it goes. Yeah.
Dollar Mindy.
That's the bridge.
Oh, he's definitely made money. He's hanging out with that Gangnam Style guy. Just on their boats and yachts.
Oh, this was years before Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
This is one of the first things I ever saw on YouTube.
Aside from like
what was
girl.
Yeah, what was the mine like YouTube. This? My first thing that I remember, like first viral
yeah.
thing I remember seeing was Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate yeah. Rain, probably.
I yeah. think yeah. I was a little later. I think for me it was honestly Lazy Sunday.
Mm. Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
That may have even been before that.
But I saw it on that Tanakh Tanakh tune. I saw it the same week. Like my friend Jacob was showing me a bunch of videos and like, oh, you got to see, have you seen this? And I was just like, Saturday Night Live did a funny thing.
Yeah.
That's it's 2005. Yeah. So this is very unusual.
Yeah.
This is
classic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, the internet's such a weird fucking place. It basically revived this dude's career. Yeah. Rick Astley. Mm-hmm. There's a video of him. It's a Foo Fighters live show. And I love the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. I was just watching a live show of them. They all of a sudden, they're like, Rick Astley, ladies and gentlemen. They came up and did a whole cover with him of this song, uh-huh. Never Gonna Give You Up. And I was like, this is the first live show this guy's probably played, especially in front of a Foo Fighters audience. That's a huge
yeah,
audience.
Right.
And it's like, he still killed it. And that video is from maybe 2010, 2011, if not later. But the internet's a weird place. Like, was it Bad Luck Greg?
Bad Luck Brian.
Bad Luck Brian?
Yeah.
He's doing like McDonald's commercials or something now.
What? Huh.
I can't remember which fast food it is. It's Subway, McDonald's, one of those. But yeah, he's like, you're used to seeing me as Bad Luck Brian, then something kind of goofy, bad luck happens to him. And but it's like, it led to a whole career for that guy.
And then that girl's like, Ermagerd.
That guy did nothing
yeah.
but have a really awkward high school portrait.
His name's not even Brian. His name's Kyle.
Kyle Craven.
Oh my God, this high school photo.
It's an American internet celebrity known for his ubiquitous photo posted on Reddit in 2012, which quickly became a popular internet meme. Yeah, all he did was have a photo that got out that somebody probably close to him put up on, like, not close, but like went to high school with them or something like that. Was like, damn, look at this kid. Put it up online. There you go. And now joke's on whoever put it up to make fun of him because he's making banks of money.
Mm-hmm.
Slinging hamburgers.
Well, maybe not banks of money.
Yeah.
Hamburgers.
I bet he's making pretty good money off some McDonald's commercials.
Every day I worry that I've unknowingly gone viral in another country and I don't know it. And I'm not making anything off of it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went viral in India.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of The Simpsons where Homer's face is on the box of whatever it is, like dish detergent or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Over in Korea.
I could be like on a brand of soap. I look so clean.
Mr. Sparkle.
It'd be like in Indonesia or something. Like, do you want to be as clean as this man? Of course you do.
You would be Donnie Sparkles in India.
Donnie Sparkles. Baby.
Do you have Donnie Sparkles soap? Like, yeah.
All kinds
Donnie
of stuff.
Donnie Sparkles. I'm gonna make up this rapper. I'm going to bring you a bar of Donnie Sparkles. I can't even fucking say it. Donnie Sparkles soap. Yeah. There we are. A bar of Donnie Sparkles soap.
Makes sense. It's very on brand. Yeah.
I'd use Donnie Sparkles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be gritty
like that glass soap we bought at the market. We bought this
soap
at the market. It's in there above my sink. It's basically made of glass.
It's not gritty enough.
Like, it
I don't think it's
40 grit enough. Sandpaper put into a bar of soap.
Here's our gimmick for Donnie Sparkle. Every bar of Donnie Sparkle is the size and shape of my head. It's just like a 20-pound.
Fucking brick, a cinder block of soap, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're wondering, and you're going to have to sit on it.
It eventually rounds out.
Yeah. Yeah. His features have really deformed.
Oh, my God.
You can use the... never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
You leave the nostrils alone.
Let me see this.
This grim pop. It's pretty tasty. It is a dessert beer.
There's some of them dregs left.
I'll take some dregs. You want some dregs?
Yeah, I'll take a little bit. Just a little bit.
So tell us about a show coming up this Saturday.
That's right. Chat Talk tonight. the ninth edition of Chattanooga's only late night talk show. We have a theme every month, and this month's theme is revenge. So we're going to talk about what I should do with the information that I now possess about where the bully who kicked my ass when I was eight lives. So I'm obviously a lot bigger now. I know where he is. He doesn't see me coming. I know where he works. The internet, again, wonderful thing. And I'm going to talk to some historical figures to walk me through some of this, you know, what I'm thinking. I don't know exactly who, but some possibilities that we're in talks with are Jesus, one of the Hatfields or McCoys, and also John Wick. So,
nice.
Pros and cons of revenge or forgiveness. I'm going to try to figure out what I should do. We've also got three great Atlanta comics on the show. Dedrick Flynn, who's very good. He won an award of some. It wasn't a Donnie, but it was pretty good for Atlanta comedy. And Piper Rumkorff and Chris Nikitas. I think Chris Nikitas is, he would make an amazing John Wick, which I will tell him once he accepts my friend request. Kind of hard to communicate with somebody you've booked on a show if they're like, nah, I'm good.
More like John Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one.
Chris Nikitas is off the show. You're on. Yeah,
thanks.
That was hilarious.
No one's ever said that before.
Then Shelton Brown, who's working on the 12 Tribes podcast, he's going to be on with his co-producers.
Yeah, he's been on here for you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 12 Tribes guy.
About the Yellow Deli. Yeah. Because I believe in giving equal time, I will also allow a rebuttal from a Yellow Deli Reuben sandwich because, you know, only fair that they get to talk. So, yeah, I may just be like, you know, they did these awful things. I'm like, I don't know. This sandwich is making a lot of good points. So who knows?
Those sandwiches are good.
They are good sandwiches. However, Main Street Meats has a much better, sandwich that inflicts much less cruelty on the people who work there. Mm-hmm. It inflicts some cruelty.
I've started going to Mindy B's.
Really?
Yeah, I really like Mindy B's.
I've been there once.
They've got it's basically what I would get at Yellow Deli, but they call it the Twisted Turkey. It's got like onions, jalapenos, mustard, mayo, like a bunch of shit on it. It's really good.
Sounds radical.
Like, God damn it, I want one now. Somebody needs to open up a 24-hour delicatessen. Well, I guess they did, and they ran a cult out of it. So
there you go.
So, all right, man.
I guess that's the key to their success.
Yeah.
It is a great idea.
Yeah.
Finally, someone has a all-night delicatessen and combined with the with all the pros and cons of a cult.
Their chili's good. Their cornbread.
Their cornbread.
I mean, I'm kind
of
a cornbread fiend. I love cornbread.
Yellow Deli or Mindy B's?
I've not had Mindy B's cornbread. I don't know if she's got it. Yellow Deli.
Okay.
Yeah, Yellow Deli's.
I mean, most of the food Yellow Deli makes is very tasty. It's just, the treatment they put their people through.
Well, it's just in the creepiness of the folks who are handing it to you.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be mad at them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Makes me uncomfortable.
But you can be mad at kind of their naivety. Or their stupidity, even.
Sure.
Like, really, you believe this? This guy's going to lead you, like, arm in arm. You're not allowed to wear pants because that's sinful.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the way you remind me of me and dumb things I've done.
What gets me is growing up with Yellow Deli. I mean, not growing up, but I remember I had a friend that discovered it back in 06, 07. It's like, you got to come check out this place. It looks like someplace out of The Hobbit. I had no idea about the cult shit, but went in there because it looked cool. And we were like, oh, this place is awesome. It makes you feel like you're at the Prancing Pony Inn or something. Mm-hmm. And we would go eat there. And then as I got older and learned more about the cult shit, and then just kind of learned their rousy ways. It's like, no, you guys put this next to a college to fucking... And you've got all you look like the Prancing Pony Inn because you know what you're doing, and you're trying to lure these young, fresh minds in here to corrupt them. And it's like I almost fell for it. Like, I mean, I wasn't going to go to one of their cult things, but I was into it. I was like, oh, this place is awesome. They're so nice.
Yeah.
You know, they give you guys sandwiches. It looks like something out of Lord of the Rings. It's awesome. And it fooled me. And so just somebody that was a little more into religion or whatever that just needed that little extra thing could join up. No problem. It's like you're fucking putting it there on a college campus for a reason. And you're doing all this for a reason. And it's like, why can't you just be a cool restaurant with good food and a cool vibe? Like, why do you got to run a cult out of it? That pisses me off.
The cult thing is the sticking point.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like you could be a weird, weird, cool restaurant, but like, fuck.
It's always something.
It's always got to be something.
Main Street Meats is the only restaurant that I would allow to control my sexual practices.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because they give you those sausages or give you a good deal on those?
I mean, their pork chop is always really good. I'm a big fan of the potato salad.
Do you grind on it?
No, of course.
Okay.
No, Tanner.
I'm just curious.
This is more of a smushing thing.
Just
you're sick.
I didn't know we had comments going on over here.
I didn't know we had.
Charles.
I'm glad he comments on our stuff.
He's a sweet dude.
Y'all drink as fast as old people fuck.
Maybe that child abuse is why the cornbread tastes so good. You know, you skip the jalapenos in the cornbread and you just get pure hatred and just drip it in there.
So the next time I come on, I'm bringing Charles with me. He's a relative newer comic. I don't know exactly how long he's been doing it, but he's hilarious and has been a really good addition to the comedy scene because he'll put together these really like orchestrated bits. He'll dress up for him, and it kind of makes other comics in the scene go, oh, if I prepared, maybe it could go that well. Maybe if I didn't phone it in all the time, I could, he's getting more laughs. So it's nice having him around.
Like he's trying.
Yeah. What would it be like if I tried? No, it's really cool whenever somebody newer like comes up and just like kicks your ass. So I subbed for Andrew one night and at the Honest Pints mic on Monday, and it was rough because it's a true open mic and some I was the lucky host to like some random guy came in and was like, I'm going to say the N word in a Mickey Mouse voice. It'll be hilarious. And he was tweaking on something. And like
I had a comic or just a patron,
a comic.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was just like, he came in off the street and was super weird. And I cut his mic and then like ushered him personally off the stage. That was a night where like I put Charles up like relatively early. Cause I thought, oh, you know, who knows? And it turned out that like no one could follow him for the rest of the night. The thing that he did was so goofy and, like he uses a lot of background music, for whatever bit he's doing. And you can tell like he's got a boring job and he just thinks about this all week. Like, what am I going to do? And it's always something new. And, so he's a big, like, you know, a comedy fan. I mean, like everybody is who gets into comedy. You know, you watch enough and you're like, well, maybe I could do it. Yeah. I don't know. And then you slowly get beaten repeatedly by the audience and you learn that like being funny around your friends is not the same as getting on stage and being consistently funny for, you know, five or much more, you know, minutes at a time.
Yeah.
That's really tough. And the audience teaches you, you know, what doesn't work. And so I did a show in Atlanta last night at Star Bar and it went suspiciously well. But
congratulations.
Thank you. I've been doing a bit recently where because my memory is horrible. I've always had a really hard time remembering, you know, bits and I get bored with my own material. So I do try to change it up a lot, but then that makes it harder to remember. So I've started doing this character that you probably saw the other night where like, it's just deadpan dumb guy who reads off of note cards. Cause I can keep a straight face through almost anything. So I'm like, let me lean into that. And if I just play a really like dumb guy who's reading off of note cards, then I have the excuse of keeping the material in front of me all the time and just play with the delivery and stuff. So that's gone better than anything I've done in a really long time.
Nice.
So I'm just going to kind of keep doing that, even though it's...
It takes one of the variables out of it because you don't have to worry about memorizing everything.
Yeah. Well, if that's just how you are and you're going to lean into it, that, I mean, there's always that just like do what you do sort of...
Well, I've always heard the phrase...
You can even like... Sorry.
No, I've always heard the phrase, find your voice.
Mm. Yeah.
And...
Yours is written on cue cards.
Yeah. I think it's what that means is like learning to make the stuff that you can't help but do work for you. It's not like finding like something new that, you know, you've never done before.
Just work with what you got.
Yeah.
Like if you're not meant to be a doctor, don't try to go be a doctor.
Nah, I'm going to keep trying. Got my knife in the car.
I like to play doctor.
Cut off the books.
I'm not technically licensed.
Hey, I noticed you got a little nub in there. You need that cut off over there on your neck?
Straight up, I do kind of wish that exists. Not that I have anything that needs cut off.
With a black market doctor?
Yeah, just...
I'm sure you could find
like,
something.
But not as sketchy as a black market doctor. I don't need a kidney removed. Just like if you had like a, I don't know, a wart or something.
That does exist. Quick surge. Right next door to Great Clips.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what they do.
They do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they do very light surgery. Walk-in surgery.
I was wondering what kind of stuff they do in there. I know it says light surgery.
Specifically for that. Warts and skin tags and cosmetic stuff.
Okay. They don't like if you have like a gangrenous toe or something, they're not gonna like cut
off. No.
How does that work? Like have you checked it out or do you just know it's down there?
I met the doctor.
I wonder what their turnaround time is. Like, if I can go down there tomorrow, if I had something I needed.
Randy, if you scroll back up, that's exactly what I was picturing.
Yeah.
The back alley doctor from
I think they do liquid nitrogen stuff. I mean, I think you can probably do it right there if they don't have any other.
You go in there and be like, I've got this thing on my arm. It needs cut off. They're like, yeah, come on back.
If you just, like, walk into his lobby and he's just sitting there, like, with a... bottle of liquid nitrogen and a knife, and is like,
it's not even that. Geez. It's just some of that computer duster that he turns upside down. It's just that and a scalpel. Let's see. That's okay, this is it.
And a
colds,
lighter.
Coughs, breaks, wait. Sprains, infection, bites, rashes, cuts, burns, earaches, fever, pediatric illness, vomiting, aches, and pains.
This is a different place. This is on Gun Barrel.
Oh,
yeah. We're looking for the one on the North Shore.
Quick Surge. Quick. S-U-R-G.
That's a weird name for a medical place, though.
Yeah. Well, no. On the
Quick Look. The Surge.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Coming look, this summer.
5 stars. It must be great.
Well, there you go. Out of 50.
No, I want to see the reviews on this place. Yeah, pull this up. Well, I had a scan tag. You know.
Went in the Saturday after Christmas with flu-like symptoms. Got some Quick Surge.
Oh, see, this isn't even surgery. They do more than that.
Oh, sprained my ankle pretty bad. Lots of holiday reviews.
Consult the doctor. Consult no charge.
Friendly. God damn it, Randy! Quit being so damn rowdy.
He's a quick reader
for free consultation. Yeah, he's a quick reader.
Click more on Steffi C's right there. I want to see what her daughter had. Doesn't say. I want somebody to be like, yeah, I had this shit cut off my face or something.
The surgery that was all inclusive in one price.
They had Audrey great here price. Had wonderful experience, several moles removed, and would recommend Dr. Red to everyone. Quick, painless, and affordable.
I thought it said adorable at first. Quick, painless, and adorable.
Okay. So Jen here was rushed.
Yeah.
Because traffic was awful. And
highly recommend 5 stars.
I think
stars.
She means go all the way around to get downtown.
Yeah.
I assume all listeners are reading along with us.
Right. Yeah. As we all skim different bits of these little paragraphs of people's reviews.
I like it's right here. Quick Surge is the best experience I have ever had with any kind of medical facility or doctor office.
That patient doesn't know how to spell surgery.
It's bold. I think I know that person, actually. That's why I didn't read their name.
It took him many years of experience. What?
Huh.
Randy's well, getting right. turned.
The Reds
the
are really offering their services as a value to the community. You'll be very happy with the experience. So, guys, let's go get something removed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like if I got something I could.
We should have them on the show.
Get nipped off.
Come on, quick search, David Red, MD. Come join us.
Oh, one more thing on Chat Talk tonight. Our musical guest is Spinster. Oh. Are you familiar with them?
Am not.
Three sisters. If you want to pull up something by Spinster, Randy.
Yeah, no, I can pull it up right here.
You can do
the
music over here.
Is it spelled weird or anything?
No, no, no. That's the right one. Spinster Chattanooga or Spinster Band? Yeah. See, Spinster Band.
I'm not going to give Times Free Press that's a free them. Watch. Mm-mm. Don't you click that Times Free Press video.
Stop saying
don't
the name
you click
aloud.
It.
Were you thrown out of the Times Free Press once?
I just think they're bad at their jobs. Like, you were the staple of, like, news and broadcasting here in the city of Chattanooga, and you do your... That's a responsibility, yeah. And I just think they do their job very poorly.
Very poorly.
Click on a Dink song up there at the top.
I'm playing this, not him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I do not think this is Spinster.
Yeah, we can't hear the stuff on the screen.
Yeah. Okay, we can't hear
this
stuff.
The shackles.
That sounds more.
This is not Spinster. Oh. For anyone listening, this is...
Okay. What was the song you want to listen to, Spinster?
Dink song. Well, the one that was on Dink's. The video. He was just playing there, but...
Dink's song.
Yeah.
For all those daddies... that sounds more like the video.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is one of those. So Rose found them for me. And I ran into them at Honest Pint. So now I've officially met my guest. I like to meet the guest before.
Yeah.
Always goes better. Yeah, so they'll be performing.
Right on. Saturday.
One of them is my girlfriend's yoga instructor.
Oh. Is it at one of the, like, someplace around, like, one of the bars that does yoga around here, or is it a regular yoga place?
No, it's a regular yoga place somewhere on North Shore, but I don't ask a lot of questions, so. But I'll be asking questions in the interview. I won't be talking about their music so much as, like, the yoga class, huh?
That's what I want to know about.
Yeah.
You know, is it, like, maybe, like, hot mustard yoga? Hot yoga.
Hot mustard yoga.
Right. But it reeks of mustard.
Yeah. No, you cover yourself in mustard and then you do yoga.
I know you could do that. Main Street Meats.
You know what I thought was strange is when we were at Wanderlinger and they were doing yoga there and they had that whole weird setup.
Strange.
With like a whole bunch of like, there was a band there for yoga, like a live band. That was just playing, just sort of chill music. Yeah, with a screen in the background behind the stage. And
I didn't find it to be chill.
I didn't either. I thought it was very loud and distorted. And I thought it would have been hard to relax.
If I were there to yoga and chill, I would not have found that to be a chill.
No, if I was looking towards my inner self for yoga, my inner self would have started laughing because I thought my inner self would have thought it was ridiculous because it was.
I hope Spinster doesn't sue us for playing this song here. But
nah, they'll be fine.
They didn't seem aggressive.
They don't seem aggressive in their music either.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get
used. Yeah, I'd be more worried about quick. YouTube ripping us down.
Yeah, go check out those little cowboys.
Yeah.
They're pretty
the
cool.
The tiny little cowboys huddled in the corner.
Hang them not so high.
Hang them not so high. See, I guess I'm going to go ahead. We're hitting our time here. I'm going to go ahead and... start winding us down here until
give
he gets back.
All right.
Yeah, I want to remind you guys, Bruce Guys is coming up. Like I said at the start of the show, Bruce Guys is coming up. So if you're a home brewer and want to get your beer in the festival, do it. It's a great festival. I think it's safe to say unanimously it's Brew Chat's favorite festival of the year in Chattanooga just because you get to taste beers that, Chattabrooga, which is great, brings out a lot of one-off beers and things like that, but you could maybe find those at the brewery or somewhere. These Brew Skies, it's literally beers that you will only be able to try that day unless you know the brewers personally. It's all home brews. There's going to be some great food down there. So if you're a food person or a booze person, go register. BrewSkies.com, Chattanooga Rotor or Chattanooga Breakfast Rotary Club.com, or hit them up on their Facebook. Hit us up at BrewChat at BrewChat.com. We'll connect you up. Get registered. Get your beers in the festival. It's going to be a good time. Also, go check us out at BrewChat.com. Go check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Snitcher, Podcatcher.
Pod Snatcher.
Snatcher.
Snatch Potter.
Wherever podcasts are sold, you Catch can find Potter. Us there.
Yeah.
And then
Snatch Catcher.
Yeah, also on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com. And then go check out Riverside Wine and Spirits because you got Valentine's Day coming up. Whoever your special someone is, you're going to need a gift for them.
Get you a lambic, so, a Berliner
go
down there,
get you some good booze. Get you some good gifts. They got good cheese. You can get stuff for the day after Valentine's Day to help you with that hangover. Whatever you need, Riverside Wine and Spirits has got it right there in Manufacturers Road. And, yeah, you got anything to close us out here about your show?
$10, 9 o'clock at the Palace Theater. It's you can buy tickets now. Look it up. Chat Talk Tonight, Episode 9, Revenge.
Is there a date? Revenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. January 19th. Yeah, 19th. That's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So go check his show out this Saturday, January 19th at 9 o'clock.
And my new suit.
Yeah.
Oh, in your new suit.
He's got a brand new suit, guys. Nice. Go check
I'll
it out.
I'll wear my suit to the show.
This is this has been episode 175 of the Brew Chat Podcast. Thanks for joining us, Donnie. We'll see you guys
Thanks
next
for having me.
Week. Yeah.